Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. This is it. One more day. The day the Lord hath made. What are we supposed to be doing, Christian? We're to rejoice and be glad in it. Later on, I'm going to talk a bit about emotions and how they affect you. I think I'm at the right time, right place to be able to do that today. So glad that you're here. So grateful for all of you that listen every day to Hello World, Monday through Friday, telling others about the broadcast and supporting us with your prayers and, in some instances, your finance. So wonderful to have you there. Continue to pray for our ministry as we are going to get back at getting our book done, Invisible War on the Saints. By the way, you can go to YouTube. You can go to a number of sources, WHCB, to get the Invisible War on the Saints video. It has helped so many people around the country, and we get comments nearly every day how much it's helped them. 36 parts, Invisible War on the Saints, and the book will be different. Be very helpful for you as soon as it comes out. Again, a big thank you to Southwest Radio Church and all that they have done to keep things going. We have kind of been on hold for some time with a number of things most of you are aware of that listen to this broadcast daily. Thank you again for your prayers. I don't know where we would be without you. Just a big, big thank you. What in the world is going on? It is the new America. My goodness, what happened? The FBI's decision to execute a search warrant at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home on Monday, it's just unprecedented. Unprecedented, especially for a non-sitting commander-in-chief and one who has indicated he might run for the presidency again. That, according to a former special agent in charge, talking to Fox News. "We just haven't investigated presidents after they've served their term," said Michael Tabin, former head of the FBI's Minneapolis field office. "But it's a huge move by the FBI in that the political sensitivities are clear. It's obvious," oh, operative word, "it's obvious that they're dealing on a very sort of tenuous political climate when you go out and investigate a president, especially one who says he may run for office again." Wasn't it Trump who said we should do away with the FBI, that they have turned criminal? I think he's on to something. He announced on Monday that his Palatial, Florida residence had been raided early in the morning. Sources telling Fox News there was a connection with the materials that Trump took with him from his home as president. Sources also said National Archives and Records Administration referred the case to the Justice Department, which recovered 15 boxes of classified materials from the home. Yeah. But the FBI agent, who is now retired and not involved in the investigation, noted that securing a search warrant is no minor task. You have to certainly, as most people know, produce probable cause to first get prosecutors who want to write this and then present it to a judge and then present it to a judge who has to agree that you have shown probable cause that a crime has been committed. There is evidence of the crime in the location that you state and at the time you plan to execute the warrant. It is a big deal. So there's a lot of information. You have to be very convincing to a federal judge in scrutinizing these things. He called it an excruciating, painful process, just writing the affidavit, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, getting your approval both with the FBI and with the prosecutor. I wonder if the criminals are running the program today. We know that's true in the White House, and oh my goodness, there's no doubt this FBI agent, former FBI agent, said, no doubt in my mind that this went all the way to the Attorney General before they ever took it to a judge. Yeah, it's the new America, and it is scary. It's like a third world country we're living in now. And stepping up to the mic, Mark Elias, top lawyer for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, said that former President Trump could be disqualified now from making another run at the White House in 2024 following this FBI raid. He cited U.S. Code Title 18, Section 2071 to highlight that Trump could be barred from seeking public office again as the former president continues to drop hints that he is going to announce plans to seek another term as commander-in-chief. The media is missing the really, really big reason why the raid today is a potential blockbuster in American politics. He simply quoted the code, "Whoever having the custody of any such records, proceedings, map, book, documents, paper, or other things willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, blah, 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 shall be fined under this title or in prison not more than 3 years or both, and disqualified from holding any office in the United States of America. Oh, boy. Goodness gracious. You know what? The Trump army is getting stronger every day and growing again. By the way, his new video is just incredible. You got to see it. No question. The last couple of years, absolute failure at every turn from the current administration in Washington, D.C. Oh, it is just awful. Look to the Lord, the author and the finisher of your faith, and pray, my friend, pray. But it all happened over the weekend, unprecedented. More and more power, more and more agents for the IRS. Are we actually going after lower-income people, or are we going after higher-income people? That's a question a lot of folks are asking. The concern of many is that the lower-income people are losing out on this new policy change. The Senate on Sunday passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes an $80 billion boost to the IRS over 10 years, with more than half intended to help the agency crack down on tax evasion. The agency could afford an additional 87,000 employees, more than doubling its current size. Oh, we need that. And with that amount, the Biden administration, well, they projected that last year. Isn't this something? The IRS needs to be smaller, not bigger. Ridiculous. Double the size of the IRS. Further sign of total insanity in Washington. Something else to pray about, Taiwan. That falls, oh, we're going to be in big trouble in America with our computer chips and all of, oh, yeah, no question. Takes about 5 years, I understand, to get a company up and running to manufacture chips like we get from Taiwan. Anyway, the foreign minister there said on Tuesday China is using its aggressive military drills now all around the island as part of a broader plan for what it fears is indeed an impending invasion. Foreign Minister Joseph Wu told reporters in Taipei Taiwan will not be intimidated by China's aggression, however. China has used the drills in its military playbook to prepare to invade Taiwan. It's coming. A Georgia mother sounding the alarm on the woke curriculum in the new America, while various districts in that state and nationwide are grappling with mass teacher shortages as children return to the classroom this week. Holly Terrell, who has two children in the Georgia schools, discussed how the far left's push to implement the woke agenda has impacted already existing shortages in America. It's overburdening them, she said. They didn't sign up to have to implement all of these woke strategies within the classroom daily. They signed up to teach, and all of the SEL, social-emotional learning, the DEI that's being forced on these teachers to implement in the classroom, they are not psychiatrists. They should not be doing this. This isn't what teachers signed up for, and they're quitting. Well, that's understandable, isn't it? My, oh, my. Dateline Philadelphia, three teenager employees of a Popeyes fast food restaurant in Philadelphia shot inside a car just moments after leaving work. The shooting happened last night after the restaurant closed. One of the teens died from his injuries. Two other employees, both reportedly 19, are in the hospital after being shot multiple times. Philadelphia. Well, as we discovered here at the Pattons recently, you never know. It could happen at a moment's notice. A woman traveling from Hong Kong to the United Kingdom with her family on Friday died in her sleep on the plane. A GoFundMe page seeking help for her family says that Helen Rhodes was found unresponsive a few hours into the flight, which she'd been on with her husband and two children. There were 8 hours left in that long flight. Although this was extremely traumatizing to the family, they all had time to say what they needed to say to her. Needless to mention, they're devastated. The loss, unimaginable, as it always is when you lose a family member you love. Huh? Sure. So tell me, this is not living in today's world. It is. So if I may, let me talk a little bit about LGBT queer. What does the Bible have to say? How are you and I supposed to respond? You want to be loving and kind. You want to speak the truth in love, don't you? I think this is something we need to understand. It's not gay to straight. What it is from being lost to getting saved. A lesbian reveals how God has radically transformed her views on homosexuality. Praise the Lord. Emily Thomas, she was 15 years old when she started dating a girl who lived down the street. Shortly after, she came home with a spot there, a hickey, I guess, on her neck. Dad confronted her, and without hesitation, she said, "I love this girl. It's a girl. I'm going to be with her, and this is how it is." Really? Like so many in today's culture, Emily clung to a watered-down version of the gospel that said God being loved meant God was nice and God was chill with what was cool with them. Her mantra was, "Judge not." She wholeheartedly believed that if you were really a Christian, you were on her side, and if not, you were a legalist who needed to reread what the Word of God said about things. That was until she attended a life-changing Bible study at 22 years of age, where God completely uprooted her backward thinking and misconceptions about His character. That day, it's like my eyes were really opened up, and I was amazed at the grace that He had shown me, said Emily. For the first time, she realized she had it all wrong. Along with the drunkards and other sinners, she saw that those who engaged in homosexuality were also on the list of those who would never enter the kingdom of God. Thankfully, the truth of the Word of God, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Praise the Lord. Emily Thomas got it. What a great story. We need to pray for others. You know homosexuals? So do I. Lots of them. They need to turn to Jesus Christ. Like all of us who were lost in our sin, we found Jesus. Amen? I don't know. What do you think about this? One of our Facebook friends has an idea of how to be more productive. I'm sure it's not new, but it is good. 10 steps. Get up early. Do you do that? Write down the tasks you have for the day. Prioritize them. Set some deadlines. Break up those big tasks into small ones. Avoid multitasking. Take some breaks here or there. Know what you can do and can't do. Always get enough sleep, and do not be a perfectionist. What do you think?
Well, at my church in Fort Wayne, the Cross, been talking about David.
Thoughts from here, there, and everywhere. When David faced Goliath, he didn't think his stone was too small. No, he believed Goliath was too big to miss. Sometimes it's how you look at a thing that really matters. Consider how precious a soul must be when both God and the devil are after it. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Some of the best advice I've ever heard? Don't be open to criticism from people you'd never go to for advice. And last, and certainly not least, it's misleading to say God accepts us the way we are. Rather, God accepts us despite the way we are. He receives us only in Christ and for Christ's sake. Nor does He mean to leave us the way He found us, but to transform us into the likeness of His dear Son. Sinclair Ferguson.
Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this.
As always, want to encourage you to support Christian radio. Getting by the skin of their teeth. You ever heard that before? That's the way most Christian radio stations operate. Month to month, behind in the bills, you can help out. First of all, you can pray. Prayer changes things, does it not? Oh, it absolutely does. And then, if God would direct, how about some money? How about that old vehicle? How about a piece of property? All those things count, and I know stations all over the country that have received the same. Why don't you help out today? Get in touch with this Christian radio station. Thank them for carrying all the broadcasts that tell people how to be saved and how to live for Jesus and all the other things that go on here. And then say, you know what? I would like to just fill in the blank.
always volunteer help needed at Christian radio stations. So much work to be done. So little money to do it with. Pray for this station. And before I begin today's devotion, Life 101, I want to say thank you again for your cards, your letters, your text, your messages on Facebook. You have been such an encouragement to the Pattons at this time, and it's been a really big deal. I love being a child of God and having friends everywhere, brothers and sisters in Christ. Again, very, very special, and we love you. Well, I wanted to share some thoughts today on emotion. We are all emotional beings. It can be good and it can be bad. A lot of negativism surrounding emotions today. Certainly not surprising considering the pain and the anguish brought on by the feelings of doubt, fear, lust, jealousy, hostility, just to name a few. As you might imagine, we have been going down the emotional trail here for the last couple of weeks especially, and still there today. Time takes care of business, and the more you lean upon the Lord, the better things are. But lots of emotion with family and friends surrounding the Pattons as of late. So I thought this would be a good time to share a warning or two. Like what? When we allow our emotions to control our lives, then we're in big trouble. Is this you? And if so, why is it you? Subjecting yourself to the harassments of Satan and his demons. God wants his children to wake up bright, full of life, ready to face the day with boldness and confidence. He wants us to wake up every morning and say, hey, I can do every single thing I need to do today, as long as it's in the will of God. Through the strength of Jesus Christ within me, I can do this. It doesn't matter if you wake up to intimidating circumstances. It's going to happen, my friend. You may have a difficult job, or you may be in the midst of a painful personal or maybe a family crisis right now. You can still face all of these things in the confidence of the Lord. After all, what did Paul say? I can do all things when the circumstances are just right. He didn't say that. He simply says that I can do all things because Jesus gives me the strength to face whatever comes up. The promise holds true for you today as it did for Paul then. Absolutely. Let me give you four specific reasons for our bold confidence in God. First, we have the assurance of the presence of the Lord in our lives, do we not? Philippians 4:5 says simply, hey, the Lord is near. Hebrews 13:5 promises, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. I'm not going to desert you. No, I'm not. All of Scripture testifies to the enduring personal relationship God desires with each one of us. Truly, He is our very present help in a time of trouble. Psalm 46:1. And then secondly, we can have confidence because of the peace of God. Paul testifies to this in Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, going to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a peace based on the fact that Jesus dwells within every single believer for life. And then third, our confidence is assured because of the provision of God. Philippians 4:9, I think, demonstrates this. My God will supply most of your... No, it doesn't say that. My God will supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Clearly, our needs are important to God, and He knows exactly how to meet everyone every time. Never fails. And then, number four, our confidence is strengthened by the power of God. This is clearly seen in our focal message of Philippians 4:13, right? I can do all. Big word. All means all. All things through Him who strengthens me. Paul leaves no room for doubt or compromise here. He emphatically believes that Jesus can and will empower him to achieve anything that God sets before him. Now, let me ask you this. In light of all of this, why is it that we so often lose our confidence? I can think of at least two reasons that happens. One is that we listen to well-meaning friends, okay, who give horrible advice and express negative attitudes. Though we love them dearly, our friends are human, just like we are, right? and they may give unwise counsel based on the difficulties in their own lives. And another reason we lose our confidence is the burden of guilt from sin. When we're caught up in guilt over our sin, we begin to feel utterly helpless and unworthy to receive God's blessings of strength. This guilt is genuine, the result of unconfessed sin. And quite often, though it is a false guilt, a lingering sense of worthlessness that Satan throws in our faces, even though we have settled that matter with God, we must remember that through the blood of Jesus Christ, our sin has been set aside. Washed in the blood, we can certainly and boldly approach the throne of God with the assurance that He loves us and desires to empower us for life's challenges. You know, these two things, unwise counsel, mark it down, and guilt from sin. Unwise counsel and guilt from sin are twin thieves of the enemy. Yes, Satan uses these things to rob us of the confidence that we can rightly claim in the Lord. In Him, we have the privilege to face every single hardship and challenge and obstacle and adversity with the same boldness expressed by Paul. Do you know Jesus is Lord and Savior today? If so, then you don't have to be afraid to tap into the limitless wealth of power available to you today through Jesus Christ. You, like Paul, have every right to proclaim, "I can do all things." Every single thing that God wants me to do, no matter how challenging, how intimidating, through Jesus Christ who lives within me, we're going to do this. This confidence is God's great gift to you today. You're His child, right? Why would you ever want to refuse such a powerful offer? Claim the name of Christ today and walk boldly into life, renewed, revitalized, and divinely empowered. Well, I've shared this before, but I talk an awful lot about the new America, and it has to do with the mom then and mom now. And oh, if you're older, you will absolutely get this. That word is inappropriate. That's today. Back then, say that again and I'll wash your mouth out with soap. Today, good job trying one bite of the dinner, honey. Now you can have mac and cheese. Back then, you'll eat what I make whether you like it or not. There are starving children in the world. Eat that. Today, I can see you're upset, honey. Take a deep breath and use your words. Back then, you better stop crying or I'm going to give you something to cry about. Today, you can't walk around the block by yourself. I'll drive you, honey. Text me when you need a ride back. Mama, back then, you want to go out? Take your bike. Better be home before dark. And today, I packed your bento box with almond butter on whole grain, honey, some kale chips and an organic smoothie for today. Back then, take a brown bag with a bologna sandwich and some Wonder Bread. Grab a Twinkie quick, and maybe a Hawaiian punch too. That was so true then and so true today. And finally, that kid was acting up in church. Acting up, that's the word. The parents did their best to maintain some sense of order in the pew, but they just were losing the battle. Dad grabbed the boy, headed up the aisle. Just before reaching the safety of the foyer, you heard the little guy scream out, "Pray for me! Pray for me!" You know, that kid needed prayer.
Okay, have to say for another day.
Thanks so much for joining us on Hello World every day. At this time, Monday through Friday. Tell a friend, join us on Facebook, Greg Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And that's the way it is. Tuesday,
August 9, 2022. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.